Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. Our bobbleheads are doing what they do best, bobbling. And we are in the studio. It's a Monday morning, and it is going to be a great, great day.
It is, absolutely. And this is your notice that no matter what this week throws at you, you can handle it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of handling stuff, you may want to be interested. If you're in the Denver market here, you may want to check out Denver's Money Talk 1690 AM and redstate.com. We're proud to present the 2016 Red State Gathering, August 12th through 14th at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in downtown Denver. You're going to want to join the brightest and conservative minds for an informative and energizing weekend, including Guy Benson, Governor Greg Abbott, John Bolton, Congressman Ken Buck, radio host Eric Erickson. There's a name, Eric Erickson. I guess it's taken. Carly Fiorina, Nikki Haley, Hugh Hewitt. There's Governor Rick Perry, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Senator Ben Sasse. The list goes on and on. For tickets and complete details, go to MoneyTalk1690.com. Guess what time it is?
It's time.
It is time for You Choose the News. That is the game show at the top of the hour where we've already chosen the news, but Angel gets to choose the order in which we deliver it. And boy, howdy, are we going to deliver it today. Got three stories for you in the queue. And the first one is Pokemon Go. What?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Second one is...
I think you could do better than what, but all right. If that's all you've got.
No. That's all I got. I mean, maybe you can help me after you hear the story with naming this title better.
Okay.
Uber has found a clever way to bypass a roadblock.
Okay.
That's number two. And number three is... Do you love your bed?
I do love my bed.
Your bed might not love you.
No, my bed loves me.
We'll decide.
We have a very nice relationship with each other.
We'll hear about that.
We love each other very much.
Do you love your bed? Uber's found a clever way to bypass Roblox or Pokemon Go what?
Pokemon Go what?
Okay. I need some help with this.
Yes,
okay.
You do need some new help.
So here's the headline as it is. Man shares photo of him catching Pokemon as his wife prepares to give birth. Go ahead, say it. Say it. What? Because who would do that? There is a photo of an obviously pregnant woman in the hospital, superimposed by the man catching the Pokemon with his Pokeball, and there's the Pokemon in the image.
This is very serious stuff.
In Washington, Pokemon Go is all the rage. It's been alive for a week. It's already surpassed the number of users that Tinder has, and it is knocking on the door, quite possibly has already passed Twitter in popularity.
In just a week.
1 week instead of 10 years of Twitter, right? In Washington, a man took time to catch a Pokemon in a smartphone game while he waited for his wife to give birth.
Well, you know, you're waiting around. I mean, that could be a while.
Reddit user Jonathan.
It's not like you can say, I'm sorry, what time will my son be born? 6:12? All right, I've got 12 minutes. No, we're waiting.
Reddit user Jonathan Theriot shared a screenshot from the newly released mobile game Pokemon Go, showing an augmented reality Pokemon apparently sitting near a hospital bed as his wife prepared for a C-section delivery. When your wife is about to have a baby and Pokemon shows up, you have to low-key catch it, Theriot wrote. While some questioned Theriot for playing the game during childbirth, he confirmed that his wife supported how he chose to pass the time as they waited for their third child. Quote, I'm lucky enough to have a wife that supports my Pokemon lifestyle, he said. She drew the line at me wandering around the hospital searching for more. At least until the baby is out. Yeah, I got to download this game.
Yeah, you're sucked in already?
Yeah, so what would you call this, what's the headline for that?
Well, Pokemon or baby. We're in just what?
Oh, Pokemon or baby.
I don't know.
I guess I could have done that. Really? Okay. Okay, so the next one, Uber's found a clever way to bypass Roblox, or do you love your bed?
I do love my bed.
Would you like to know about it?
I would.
Okay, yeah. Good. Your bed. After a long day, you look forward to getting in it. You feel safe, secure, and snugly.
I do.
So says CNN and Elizabeth Cohen, a senior medical correspondent. But what's inside your bed may be making you sick, not safe.
No.
Oh, yes. There's a multitude of contaminants, bacteria, fungi, allergens that you can't see, but studies show they're there. When you move around as you sleep, you kick them up in the air and you breathe them in. Here is what's lurking in your bed.
Don't.
Dust, mite, poop.
No.
Four out of five.
Maybe if I don't make my bed.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, maybe for those who don't make their bed on a regular basis.
No, you're just tucking them in for the day.
I'm just tucking them in.
Four out of five homes in the United States have at least one bed with dust mites, according to the American Lung Association. Believe it or not, the pests themselves aren't the problem. It's their feces.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dust mite droppings are highly allergenic, says Dr. Wilson. Even if you aren't allergic to dust mite feces, and only an allergy test can tell you for sure, they still might irritate you the way pepper would if it blows into your nose and eyes. What's the solution? The American Lung Association has several recommendations for limiting dust mites, including getting rid of carpets and damp mopping from your floors. Ew. Mold and fungi. Fungi? Fungi. How do you pronounce it? Okay, you're making faces. Brendan Bohr, assistant professor of civil engineering at the Purdue University College of Engineering, studies beds for a living. He says research shows that beds have mold, fungi, and bacteria, contaminants smaller than the diameter of your hair. The fungus facts alone will make you shudder. One study looked at 10 pillows in regular use and found that they collectively had 47 species of fungi. Gallons of sweat.
Oh.
Think about it. You spend a third of your life in bed, so you're going to sweat there up to 26 gallons a year. You have strep and staph on your skin that could infect you or your partner.
Okay, well, if it's on my skin already.
The American Lung Association recommends you wash your bedding in hot water at least once a week. You, however, you do that very well. Your pet's bodily waste.
I don't have pets.
Well,
but
there are people who do.
But a lot of people, their pets.
No matter how much you love your pet, you might be allergic to their dander, urine, or saliva. If you have a pet, Bohr recommends vacuuming your mattress and pillows at least once a week. Even if you don't have one, vacuuming is useful to get rid of the other contaminants. That's right. Your pet doesn't use toilet paper, and therefore.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're mean.
Here comes some more news. And we're happy to help you with that news. Uber has found a clever way to bypass a roadblock in Argentina. And believe it or not, it's facing strong opposition in Buenos Aires, where the company has been operating since mid-April without a permit or tax ID number. The massively funded startup is being sued by taxi unions. We had a similar situation here in New York City. The taxis are going nuts over Uber, right? City officials issued multiple injunctions attempting to bring its service to a halt, and credit card companies have been blocked from processing Uber payments on locally registered cards.
Oh.
So if you can't get the credit card, what's a company to do? Well, it takes more than that to stop Uber. The ride-hailing company is working with Bitcoin startup Xapo to circumvent the credit card roadblock, one of its more pressing barriers to service in Argentina. Xapo helps consumers buy, store, and spend Bitcoin, which is a virtual currency. One of the ways it does this is with the Xapo card and Visa-branded debit card. That Xapo's card uses Bitcoin is beside the point to Uber in Argentina. Yeah, so they're using pretend money.
Well, it's a different form.
It has a different currency. It has value.
Yeah.
You know, seashells have value.
Right, whatever currency, yeah. It's not phony money? No, it's just a different currency. Hmm. But they are, it's like roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. They're like, that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out. We'll figure that out. But isn't that what most successful entrepreneurs do?
Absolutely. Find a way
around
the
challenges. I mean, that's kind of like a day in the life of a startup.
I kind of thrive on those challenges.
Right.
Somebody gives me a challenge, I find a way around it. It's not an end of the day. You know, it's this is how we get around it. It's what we do. We create bobble ways around. Just had to say the word bobble again. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network. This is the home of ExperienceProsDeals.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out right now. We'll be back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, most positive business talk show in America. We appreciate you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Hey, there's not anybody I know who has not been touched in one way or another from cancer, right? And what are we going to do? What's it going to take in order to find a solution and a cure to this disease?
They're saying by the year 2030, the global cancer burden is expected to grow to 22.2 million cancer cases, right? Of course, the need for more therapies, greater accessibility to those therapies is top of mind for many. And yet improving cancer care is more than just about treatments. They say patients today are able to access more resources and tools than ever before to support their cancer experience, and yet they still have many unmet needs. So the C3 prize, the letter C, the number 3, the C3 prize.
Is that like the robot in Star Wars?
The C3PO? I don't think
no.
so. No.
Okay.
Was created to uncover new tools and resources to potentially help patients with cancer, their caregivers as well, to live better lives today. The C3 prize seeks submissions in 4 areas where patients living with cancer and the cancer community face daily challenges: navigating the healthcare system, adhering to complex medical care requirements, coordinating care, surviving life post-treatment, all of that. Today we have experts on the C3 prize subject. Michael Sears, the founder of 11 Health. Michael, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Michael, and I know you've got an incredible story. We will share that as well. And then Mark Reisenauer, the Senior Vice President of Oncology Sales and Marketing. Mark, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, very nice to have both of you gentlemen. And Michael, let's start with your story in a short and abbreviated format. Give us a little bit of background on how you got involved.
Sure. So I had Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, at the age of 12, had an intestinal transplant, and I'm a 2-time cancer patient. So I lived with long-term medical conditions for 30-plus years, and when I was going through my cancer treatment, I had an ostomy, and was lucky enough from my hospital bed to build a technology solution to help improve how I was managing my ostomy, and that is now being used in hospitals around the U.S., and I'm very passionate about the role that patients, the loved ones, and their caregivers can play in finding new innovations and new ideas to improve the quality of our lives. Because sometimes it's not just about the medicine. Sometimes there are other things that are just as impactful on how we manage our conditions or how our kids cope with it or our caregivers. And that's really why I got involved with this prize. And at Stanford Medicine X, I'm very much part of building a healthcare team around everyone included, that everybody has a role to play in developing solutions and around cancer and other conditions.
Wow.
It is an incredible story, an incredible journey that you have been on, Michael, and I'm so glad that you have partnered together with the group to actually put this together. Mark, tell us a little bit about the C3 Prize Challenge and what that means.
Yeah, the challenge is a program that we've put together where we're looking for innovative ideas in a number of different areas that you've already mentioned, things like navigating the healthcare system, coordinating care. In particular, I've been a caregiver myself. My father recently passed away from head and neck cancer, and the issue of coordinating care between all his different physicians and other staff was very challenging. So I got to experience that firsthand. But what we're looking for are the simplest or most complex of ideas, any ideas that anybody has. You could be a patient, you could be a caregiver, you could be a physician, doesn't matter. We're looking for innovative ideas that we can help to advance through grants.
Well, I love the idea. And, of course, the partnership is something that draws our attention as well. Astellas Oncology, along with Robert Herjavec from the Shark Tank, Stanford Medicine X, and Matter, all working together in order to incentivize people to come up with some cool solutions that might not otherwise be done. What's the overall goal, and how long do people have to participate in that? And I'm going to ask that to Mark.
Sure. The overall goal is, obviously, we look to get as many entries as possible. In the end, we're going to award $100,000 in grants to three winners who will be recognized later this fall. They'll also receive mentorship from Matter, as you mentioned. And really, if I had to come to the bottom line, what we're looking for in those three winners are innovative ideas that will have the most impact on cancer patients and their loved ones. It's that simple.
Right. And now, Michael, you're actually a judge for the C3 Prize. How do you narrow that down for just the top three winners? I imagine you get a lot of entries and a lot of really incredible and viable ideas.
So for me, I'm looking really at somebody who's got the passion behind the idea. Is what was the lived experience, and why does that solution work? I'm not looking at somebody who can build, who knows how to build the greatest tech tomorrow or the greatest app or whatever it may be. It's really at the heart of it is what is the passion behind the idea? Why are you doing this, and how can it help others? You know, from a personal experience, when I built sensor technology, it wasn't to build a company. It was to solve a problem that I was facing, an ostomy bag that leaked and I needed to manage my life. That for me is the most important thing, and that's why I believe in this prize, because it's intentionally easy to apply. It's just pick up your smartphone, press record, talk into us, and tell us why you think you can make a difference. And I'm looking for the smallest innovations, because they can often make the biggest difference.
I love it. Our guests are Michael Sarris, the founder of 11 Health, and Mark Reisenauer, the senior vice president of Astellas. And we're talking about the C3 Prize. Mark, where do people go to find out more information and perhaps submit their solutions?
Sure. Go to www.c3prize, and it's the letter C, the number 3, prize.com. There is all the information on the challenge, and what we're asking people to do is provide a written explanation of the idea and the innovation. And we're also asking for people to submit a brief video, and smartphone videos can work as well.
Fantastic. Well, what a thrill to have both of you guys on. Thank you for moving the needle forward in this ongoing pursuit of curing cancer and handling the challenges that are faced both by families and, you know, people dealing with cancer as well as their caregivers. We appreciate you guys for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
C3prize.com. The letter C, the number 3, C3prize.com. Local.com. Your innovation could change somebody's life immediately.
Do you know anything about local SEO? Our next guest does, and you're going to want to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of ExperienceProsDeals.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free Endless Pool Idea Kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information, 1-800-283-7960. That's 1-800-283-7960.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medication. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. That's 800-296-1257.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Lund. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. You know those TLAs, the three-letter acronyms?
I think we need more of them.
You know, BMS, CMO, SEO.
SEO.
Let's talk about that one.
Let's talk about SEO, search engine optimization. This means when people are looking, are they looking for you? Are they going to find you? Do you even know where to begin? Well, I bet you don't. There's always something we can learn from Daryl Stern. From Stern DMB, design, market, brand. Find him online at sterndmb.com. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Go, Pokemon, go! Oh, wait a minute.
I know, right? It's a phenomenon.
All of a sudden, you know, wait a minute. We're supposed to be all on this game, and people
Stop what you're doing.
But, Daryl, people are finding Pokemon Go everywhere.
The amazing thing is how quickly now something can go viral.
Yes.
And just within 48 hours, this is it. The world is doing this now. Okay.
Well, so Eric had heard about it last week. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was just a thing. But now when he hears how quickly it's growing, now he doesn't want to be left off the party train.
That's it.
I think I have to download Pokemon Go.
Because otherwise, you're not going anywhere and no one's Pokemon me.
Hey, Daryl, let's jump off the train of that video game phenomenon and let's talk about real-life business stuff where people need to be found on the web.
Yes, they do.
But how?
Well, there's a difference between what we would call nationwide SEO, where your business is a brand and it can do business anywhere in the world, and local SEO, which is you have a brick-and-mortar store. You're here, let's say, Englewood, Colorado, and let's say you're an auto mechanic and you fix cars.
Right.
And you want everyone in this local area to know you. It's a whole different strategy to go in that direction than it is to have like a brand that you want to nationwide, you know, advertise.
Is it easier to be hyper local? I would think that it would be.
It is in a lot of ways, yeah. Because you can be really scientific about it. Mm-hmm. So I work with Saul Reisman. He's awesome. Saul's automotivedenver.com.
Yeah.
This kid is a genius, and we go and video him. I go and video him. We produce at least 3 or 4 or 5, you know, YouTube videos a week, but he does these in one take. And it's funny because I thought about, this is a side note.
Sure.
So I thought about people that go, yeah, but I can't do this media. You know, I can't go on camera and I can't, but some people can. And if you're the type of person or you know someone who just seems to be able to just,
we call her one take Tulsa.
These stories.
Saul can do it
right?
in one take.
He does these videos in one take. I tell him, you know, talk to me about the history of Jeep. Well, in 1942 during World War One,
he knows
and he
every
just goes year. Through it without a flaw, without anything.
Yeah.
So, okay. So to get a little scientific about this, we knew that we were building a website for people that Saul's target market is people that own different types of vehicles. And he really wanted to get more people that owned luxury vehicles, Lamborghinis, Bentleys, Porsches, you know, all of that. He
sure.
wanted everyone to know that he is the dealer alternative to that. So we, on his new website, he has 60 different landing pages, all with links on off of the front page.
Right.
And each one is optimized for that particular type of car. So we made a page, let's say, for Lamborghini that says Lamborghini Auto Repair, Englewood, Colorado. It talks about the history of the Lamborghini. We also found a YouTube video about the history of that vehicle. Put that on the page.
Does that mean that when you make these landing pages, does that mean that more people out there on the interweb who are searching for help with their thing when they search Lamborghini Denver auto mechanic, he comes up?
Yes. In fact, if you Google anything from Lamborghini to Bentley to anything with auto repair Englewood, Colorado, he is sometimes number one, sometimes number one and number two. He comes up number one on the maps. He's actually ranking in the top 30 to 20 for auto repair Denver. So going on from there, it's not just, okay, let's make 60 landing pages and we're done. We are then, every time he has a Lamborghini in the shop, we do another video about what he's doing with the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
So that goes in a video blog.
Yeah, more so, social proof than
more
I'm
social
doing
proof.
Yes.
So we video it. It goes onto YouTube. That's all tagged because YouTube has its own way of doing. You can SEO your YouTube. Okay, then that video is then put onto his WordPress blog, which becomes a video blog, which is all that has the text in it that talks about the car. The keyword is linked back to the main page, and so on and so on. And then we put it on Facebook, too, as well, because Google indexes.
Now, isn't it
Facebook true
when I'm in my car and I am on my phone and I'm looking for an auto repair shop, like my phone knows the area I'm in, you know, what's near me in town. Like it picks up the location that I'm at. So if I'm within a radius of Saul's Automotive, because of the SEO, my phone will just know and pick that up too?
Two different things. On your Android phone,
right?
Android is Google. So Google is Google Places and Google Reviews and Google My Business.
Okay.
Right? That type of listing.
Right.
So it's important to encourage your customers that love you to go on that Google Places, Google Business, and leave you a positive review.
But Daryl, what about the superior phone?
The superior phone, oh boy, is the Apple phone. And that is tied in with Yelp.
Really?
Yes, because they are the corporations and different things. So you have to also be sure that people are reviewing you there as well. Because when you talk in your phone and say, find the best auto repair shop, you know, around you're driving around the area,
right,
it will come up with the listings and the 5-star reviews on Yelp at the same time. So all of this has to do with, obviously, our philosophy is talk to your best customers and say, hey, would you mind leaving us a fan brag, right?
Well, that's
would you
on the
mind?
Experience Pros Radio.
Well, but that's
Pros
SEO
directory
too.
It's still SEO.
So
all
of it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes in your email footer, right, you can actually put, you know, if you love the job, or at the bottom of your receipt, if you send your receipts electronically, if this was great for you, would you mind, just give us a quick review on these three sites. And if they pick one out of three, great. Some people are so thankful, you know,
they'll pick three.
They'll pick three out of three, you know, and then you're all over the place.
Okay, so Daryl, so what is involved in order to rank locally? Like, I mean, I know you're doing landing pages and you're doing text and you're doing video. What all is involved?
Persistence.
Oh.
Staying on a schedule and realizing, people say, well, how long does this take? I say, I have no idea.
It doesn't end.
You have to be committed to it. I say,
yeah.
Well, how long does this take? I say, well, how long are you going to be in business? They say, oh, well, I'm going to be in business forever. This is my dream. I say, well, that's how long you have to market yourself.
Right.
Now, the art and science of it is, yes, we want to do more than our competition, better, and stick with it and never give up.
Yeah. More than our competition,
right?
Better, stick with it, and never give up.
And of course, you know, hashtag get stern about all this,
yes,
right? Which is my motto. So we have been, it's as if we're up to 30 or 40, you know, it's as if we've come out with a new video blog every other day since we've started. So we went from being nowhere to popping up all over the place because of this incredible persistence in continuing to get this out there. On the other side of that, Saul loves Facebook. Saul has a great fan base himself,
sure,
and Saul participates and understands that when someone likes or comments or makes a statement about something, he's right on top of that. He gets messages from the web, from his Facebook Messenger, excuse me, from Google Plus, from all over the place, and he's on it. He responds to it, because in this world where we can be contacted in so many ways, these marketing is the art of starting meaningful conversations.
Correct.
Someone starts a conversation with you, You don't ignore the conversation, right? Don't sit there and not do
anything. Starting that conversation sometimes with a like or a share
or a comment or anything like that, right?
And too often, yeah, we do. We ignore those.
So right. I'm starting to train people on exactly how to do that and not exactly how to go into like your Facebook. And
people need
out
to know where you are. So please, Daryl, give some contact information for the folks right now.
Well, I'm right here on the best nationwide radio show in America. But, okay, Daryl Stern, it's I'm at 303-353-4354.
Do that again.
303-353-4354. My website is sterndmb, as in designmarketbrand.com.
Right. You schedule your Stern Storming session with Daryl today. He's going to brainstorm with you in his Stern way. We're going to put your marketing on Sternroids. 303-353-4354. Daryl, we could talk. I mean, you've got so much, and it's so valuable. Follow him on Facebook. Follow his blogs. But make sure you schedule your Stern Storming session. Let him do some brainstorming for you.
Absolutely. On a side note, just before we go to commercial break, I do business with Saul Reisman as well, Saul's mm-hmm. Automotive, and he speaks very highly of his relationship with you. You've done good work for them. And so, folks, give that number a call one more time.
303-353-4354.
There you go. We'll be back with more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network. This is home of ExperienceProsDeals.com. Check it out.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding.
Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Just before we get to the part of the program where we love to share a fan brag with you, by the way, the number to call, 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. Call anytime, 24-7. We'll take your fan brag live if we're on the show, or we'll record it and give you a chance to put that on the air here. But I just came across Nirvana, and it's not Pokemon Go. It's Tacolandia.
Tacolandia?
Tacolandia, presented by Estrella Jalisco and Westward here in Denver on Sunday, the 14th of August, from 3 to 7 p.m., 40 different taco vendors, and it's all you can eat. It's unlimited.
Man, you are going to have the time of your life.
It's at Sports Authority Field, and they're going to just break out the tacos, and I am going.
How many tacos do you think you can eat?
In 4 hours? A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will get my $30 worth.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many do you think you would have to eat in order to feel like you got your $30 worth?
A lot. But actually,
like 30?
No. No. You know, like a good taco is you know, $5, so... six tacos and you're making money.
All right, so six.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Don't judge me now.
No, I'm asking. I'm not judging. All I'm right. asking.
Okay. Because you know what you do in the Taco Bell drive-thru. You judge.
Well, no, I'm not judging. I'm totally shocked. Judge. I'm just shocked. Because you know he orders like 12 of them, and he eats them in like 2 bites.
All right, let's talk a little bit about fan bragging, because fan bragging is saying something nice about somebody else in business. 855-FANBRAG. When you dial that number, you can do this.
Yes, this is Sally Wuerl with Better Coffee Doc today. I am calling to fan brag about Marietta Vargas, who represents AFLAC. Her contact phone number is 720-233-9744. You know what? You can count on Marietta to either talk with you as an individual, or if you're an employer that wants to offer Aflac products to your employees, she's just the lady to go to. What she does is she comes in and assesses what your employees' needs are or what your needs are and offers whatever Aflac products are available to you. Aflac you know, is the company that pays you money when you need it most. It's not health insurance, but it's there to supplement the health plan that you do have. So I highly recommend Marietta. I know she is someone who follows up, and is very customer service oriented. Marietta Vargas, Aflac, 720-233-9744. This is Sally Wuhr, BetterCoffee.today, also known as FW Ventures Group, 303-522-6006.
And there you have it, another fan brag. Thank you so much to Sally Wuhr, BetterCoffee.today, talking about Marietta Vargas and Aflac, both great businesses, and we appreciate the fan brag. Taking just a minute, you know, we call that like a 60-second kiss, right? And who wouldn't want one?
Everybody wants one,
absolutely,
right? Say something nice about somebody else in a business. We are fueled by fan brags. You can fan brag every day, and we encourage you to do so. Download the app, join our Facebook group, I Care About Great Service, or give us a call, 855-FAN-BRAG.
There you go. What you got in your hands?
All right, some phrases your employees might be sick of hearing. So if you're saying these all the time, you're probably a lousy manager, according to Jeffrey James.
I can't.
How about this one? This one, you probably heard it from your mom and dad first.
Oh.
Because I'm the boss. That's why. Translation.
Mm-hmm.
I either can't think of a good reason or I don't want to bother articulating whatever reason I have in mind. Either way, I don't consider you important enough to take the bother.
Because I'm the boss.
Right? How about this? Another phrase your employees are sick of hearing. Don't forget who's in charge.
Oh.
Translation, I'm deeply insecure about my leadership ability and secretly fear you're smarter and more talented than I am. So I'm going to point out the disparity of power in order to make myself feel better.
Is that the translation?
That is the translation.
All right. Don't forget I'm in charge.
Number three, according to Jeffrey James, common phrases your employees are sick of hearing. Don't worry about the big picture.
Oh.
Translation, I don't really have a vision for where we're headed, and I'd rather you not realize this. But this is a classic case of the blind leading the blind.
I have never heard of somebody in leadership say, don't worry about the big picture. But if I did, I think I might just have to do a little slap.
Okay, now be careful about this one. If you hear your boss all of a sudden using this phrase, employees are our most valuable resource.
Oh.
Translation, I'm about to cut benefits, reduce salaries, increase workload, or start layoffs. But I'm hoping that this empty reassurance will keep the talented employees from jumping ship. Ouch.
That sounds like personal experience,
right?
Jeffrey James.
How about this one, a phrase employees are sick of hearing. How do you see your future here?
Oh.
Translation, do what I say or you won't.
You're about ready to get
cut. Have a future working here.
Ouch.
How about this? I was here until midnight last night. Where were you?
Oh, come on.
Translation, I don't have a life, so you don't deserve to have one either.
Seriously? Leadership does that? No.
I'm calling a quick meeting.
Oh,
translation. I'm a lousy planner.
I wasn't prepared.
So I'm dragging you into yet another pointless meeting to deal with things that should have been handled offline days ago.
Let's snap this thing up.
Just do what I tell you to do.
Just do, because I'm the boss.
Again, translation, I can't be bothered to explain the reasoning behind your job assignment, so I'll treat you as if you are brain dead, so you should just follow my orders.
You're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
All right, how about this one? Phrases that employees are sick of hearing from their boss? Just figure it out.
Just figure it out?
Yeah, translation, I can't be bothered to coach you or provide guidance that might make you successful.
I don't know how it's done.
So I'll just drop the whole thing in your lap and then blame you when things go badly.
That's the example right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, so just figure it out.
Right. Stop whatever you're doing and jump on this. Translation, I lack the ability to prioritize as well as the perspective to understand how sudden interruptions throw everything off and destroy
it
productivity.
It could also be interpreted as harassment, I'm just saying. All right, well, those are some phrases.
That is not.
It could be.
That is
it
not.
It could be, just stop what you're doing and jump on
Eric,
this. No,
you are,
you'd get in trouble for saying something
wrong.
Like that.
You are bad.
I'm just saying.
You are wicked. You are evil. You are a
wicked.
Terrible boss.
I'm not a terrible boss.
You are a terrible boss.
Oh,
I'm just going to say
I
that,
am not.
Right, because nobody else would have gone there.
I am
nobody
protecting
else.
The people who
nobody
went there.
Nobody else would have gone there.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else would have gone there.
Don't harass your people, folks. Just stop what you're doing and jump on this. We'll be back with more positive business talk a whole other hour right after the news and station IDs. We love you for tuning in. This is Positive Business Talk on the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of ExperienceProsDeals.com, 40 to 90% off if you haven't checked it out yet. Do so now.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.